you know, we met last year after the parade, and like we do every other year, and debriefed what went well, what could be improved on.
Yep.
And one of the things we talked about was the staging area down at Depot Street.
Yeah. So Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime on the internet at WFPR.FM and in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial 102.9. Here in our glorious studio again today with a couple of gentlemen to talk about the Memorial Day Parade changes. So Dick Hines, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
You know, it's a good day, and where we're talking about a worthy event like this with some changes. I mean, the recognitions, the honor is still going to be there, and we'll get into those details.
We certainly will.
And Scott Crothers, how are you doing this morning?
Doing well. Doing well. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. This is goodness, and anytime there's a change, people need to know.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
So that's what we're about to tell them.
Yeah.
So... Good. The key piece is the Memorial Day Parade route, which I don't know how long it has been. Certainly in my time here, it's been the one route, is going to change for a variety of reasons, and that we'll get into.
Yeah. Sure. Absolutely.
You know, we met last year after the parade, and like we do every other year, and debriefed what went well, what could be improved on.
Yep.
And one of the things we talked about was the staging area down at Depot Street.
Yeah.
We always have problems with it.
It's rather small for the large number of groups, effectively,
and
that are there.
We can't totally close it down because people need to access the train station parking lot.
Correct.
If they're, you know, going into the city or whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there were a few incidents last year where some of our volunteers and some of the people trying to access the parking lot exchanged words. And also, parents dropping their kids off on Main Street creates a lot of traffic backup.
True.
So... one of the things we looked at was different locations throughout the downtown area where we could start the parade from that's safer and, you know, less congestion. And then some of the other goals we talked about is trying to just increase the participation of veterans walking in the parade. So we think this new route will hopefully satisfy both of those objectives.
I think when we started this, which I think this will be year...
It's five.
Five, I thought. Anyway, four or five, when the prior group of people who were running the parade decided they weren't going to do it any longer, and Commander Carruthers and myself, we felt that that wasn't right, that the town had to have a parade. So we followed in their footsteps and basically did what they were doing.
Right.
And every year we said, this isn't working as well as it should, and... So this year we took the giant leap forward to change it. It's a necessary thing to do, not only for the parade route itself, but also for the scheduling, which will be considerably different.
Right. And you mentioned that we didn't really at the beginning, but Scott, you're with the VFW and you're with American Legion.
Yes,
so
sir.
It is coordination amongst the key groups in doing this as well,
right.
Especially since you had taken over after the prior group just... decided they weren't going to do it anymore.
Correct.
So.
Absolutely right.
Yep.
So it's been a learning experience.
Well, you know, life is a learning experience for those who, you know, really want to continue. Because if you don't learn, you're going to get left behind somewhere along the way.
That's right.
Definitely.
That's for sure.
All right. So route changes. So effectively, you're starting now instead of gathering at, you know, behind the depot, Dean Bank, etc. Horace Mann. Parking lot, high school parking lot, even if you go between, there's a heck of a lot more space there.
Nope, definitely. There's a lot more space in it. We think it's going to be much more easy to control, like, the vehicle access into that space. So we're going to use mostly the Horace Mann parking lot area.
Yeah.
We are going to have the parents dropping their kids off use the drop-off loop.
Kind of the bus rope, which is already built in.
Yeah, so the bus loop, we're going to actually have the vehicles driving veterans are going to stage there.
Okay.
So there's a parent drop-off loop right next to
it. Right. There's two loops together.
So we're going to use that parent one for, you know, dropping the kids off.
Sure.
That way, hopefully, there's not backups on Oak Street.
Well, and to the extent that most of the parents, especially for either the scouting ogs or for the bands, they should be familiar with that loop process anyway. Yeah, so that should be a help,
right? Yeah, yeah. So, definitely. So we think, you know, it'll be much better, much more organized,
and the parade is a little bit shorter.
A little bit.
So
yes.
It will perhaps entice a couple more veterans to walk. We have some walkers and we have a lot of riders.
Correct.
So that's the more we involve, we really want to get them participating in this weekend.
Right. Now, on the riding side, do you always get it? I'm assuming, and it's valid, do you need additional drivers at some point? Do you have that from time to time, or you always manage to
We've been pretty fortunate so far. In the past couple of years, we've had more drivers than we needed.
Okay.
But we have reached out to the Corvette Club, and we may use some of them, and also the Hot Rod Club here in town. So
yes.
we should have some pretty nice vehicles. Yeah. And if some of them show up and we don't have veterans for them, we'll put them in a parade anyway, which seems to make sense.
Definitely, we don't want to send them away.
No.
Definitely not.
And if they can walk, perfect. If they can't, we'll provide an opportunity for them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this route really was blessed by the police department. Every year, Lieutenant Zimmerman is part of our committee, and every year when we were doing it the same way we were, and he knew he had headaches with stopping traffic on 140 and all this sort of thing. So he was pretty pleased with the idea that we were going to change this and that the parade was just going to continue. It wasn't going to be stopping anymore as we did before.
Yeah, because it certainly makes it simpler from, at least from my logistical perspective, there's less turns. You're on really, four roads, but it's more of a straight shot, a couple of turns, and then a straight shot back to the common. So.
Yeah, they're just becoming in the other side of the common this time.
Right. Right. So that also gives an advantage for folks that they can just go to the common and effectively see the parade twice if they choose.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's very true. It should work pretty well.
Yeah.
We hope.
We hope. You know, you can do what you can do.
Yeah, exactly.
You do what you can do. Hey, if it doesn't work, we'll do something different. But we really feel pretty good about
this. That's part of the learning process. Yes,
sir. Right. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So the other key detail, too, is it used to start at 10:30. Now it's starting at 11.
Right. Because it's basically a straight shot and they're not stopping. So in the past, once we left the Depot Street staging area, we'd get about half the parade out. It would stop because the first units were already in front of Dean College, where we stop and we do an honoring there with a color guard and a rifle team. We have one of the clergy in town will say a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So that takes 10, maybe 12 minutes to do that.
Right.
While everybody is just standing waiting.
Waiting, I know.
And we ask the bands not to play during that
time.
So then we go to Union Street. We would do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Half of them are blocking traffic. And so, I mean, there were just a lot of things that were not good about it. So this year we will start the honorings at 9:30 in the morning at Dean College.
Okay.
And we will transport the team that is doing that from one cemetery to another. Well,
right. So
from Dean to Union and then over
to
St. Mary's.
Right, right.
So we think this makes a lot more sense. It'll make it much easier to run the parade route without the stopping and starting, which was always a problem.
Correct. Right.
That'll be different.
I heard from one of the guys in my post who's looking forward to this, because that was the biggest downside for him when we were walking in the parade, is the stops.
Yes.
And just waiting and
just
piddling
standing
around for 20
standing
minutes.
Standing actually is harder than walking.
He is. He's like, once he starts walking, he just wants to keep on going, and it's the start-stop makes it difficult for him.
Right.
And then the other thing is there's no more Beaver Street Hill
True.
To climb up.
Right.
Right.
So
right.
it's a much more level.
You get the other kind of more gradual coming up Oak Street.
Yeah.
To the common, but
yep.
that's
at the beginning rather than the end. So
yes,
we think it's good.
Yeah,
yeah. So we're pretty comfortable with the timing. We think it's we're basically leaving 20 minutes to do each of those honorings, so they should be done by 10:30.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if they want to participate in the parade, that'll be up to the rifle team. So we have two rifle squads. We're committed to Norfolk, too.
Okay.
To their parade.
Yep.
So the post is, we're actually still looking for one more person. But I think we'll be fine. So the post participates in that parade and then in our own, which mm-hmm. are now going to be pretty close in time. So
okay.
we now need two teams.
Right.
Makes a little bit more difficult, but
yeah,
we'll get through it. It'll work fine.
All right. So from the basics, you're effectively doing the recognitions at Dean and the two cemeteries before. That's at 9:30. People can certainly go to each of those sites if they want to participate in those.
Yes, sir.
But otherwise, the parade starts at 11, comes out from Horace Mann up by the Common, into town, comes back Main Street to the Common. So if they want, as I said, they can stay at the Common and see the parade twice.
That's right.
Definitely.
Yes, they can.
Yeah. And then there's still a ceremony at the Common at noon?
Oh, yes. Yeah, pretty extensive. We read the names of all the veterans in Franklin who
Correct.
Passed during the year and
yep.
ring the bell in their honor and give mm-hmm. them a salute. And, yeah, Shannon does a wonderful job of putting that ceremony
Correct.
Together.
Shannon has been our veteran service officer.
Our veteran service officer. She is terrific.
Her and Deborah.
Yes.
Deborah Martin.
Oh, and Deborah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Those two are amazing.
Yes.
What they do for the veterans of this town. So, yes, I think the ceremony is usually about 45 minutes or so.
I'd say
I would guess.
Yeah, roughly.
And it's nice to have the crowd there to recognize what's going on
mm-hmm.
and really to honor those
sure.
that have passed. So, yep, and that's – then we clean up the Common and go home.
Yeah. And what else you would choose to do on Memorial Day. And, yeah, it's always a – hopefully the weather cooperates as well. That's always another challenge. But and I think the one other piece, you do the 45 recognitions, and if I recall, one doesn't have a defined date. So you do that one on Memorial Day?
Yes, we do. We honor
right.
him on that day.
Right.
We have tried very hard to find his killed in action date, and we have not been able to do that. So that seems like an appropriate time to honor him.
Absolutely.
And one other thing that I don't think we've ever mentioned before, but the gentleman who's played the bugle for us for so many of these ceremonies
mm-hmm.
all last year and this year, Tim O'Toole, great guy. Tim is a member of Bugles Across America.
Yes.
And I think it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It is 3
so.
O'clock?
3 o'clock
in the afternoon.
Yep.
He will play taps on the Common,
yep.
and that will be played in communities all over the United States at exactly the same time. So that's a pretty cool thing that goes on, too, and most people don't even know that.
Yeah, nope. That's an amazing coordination. I remember going back at least once, maybe twice, to the Common at 3, and, yeah, it's just he's standing there, and then the time comes, and he plays taps.
Yeah.
And
that's it.
Taps is not a very long piece.
No.
It is longer than generally played in the ceremonies, but it's not long. But then, yeah.
Yeah, it's he does a very nice job. We would have been lost without him.
Right.
We now have added a couple of other folks to help him, so we have three buglers now, which is helpful.
Sure.
Gives him a little break, but. Yeah, that does happen at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And then I assume the communications out through whether the various scouting organizations to the schools for the bands, et cetera, they're all being notified that this is the change. You'll still have a different gathering time, but obviously the gathering place is the biggest change.
We only have two bands this year. We used to have, five?
Five.
But with the budget cuts, the...
Correct.
The music program at the middle schools is... pretty much gone,
mm-hmm.
So they're not able to participate.
Right.
So it's just the high school band and the charter school.
Charter school, yeah.
We tried getting an army band. They're unavailable.
Mm-hmm.
We tried getting...
That's a busy day.
Bagpipers from the state police or I think it's Colonial Pipers down
okay.
New Bedford.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everybody's committed, so...
Sure.
Do what we can.
Yeah, it may change a little. I'm still, obviously, for folks who are aware, the budget is still getting worked. We've got the override on the decision June 3rd. With the combination and the redistricting in the three schools into one, that may benefit next year. So we may get the one band
to
participate.
So, we're hopeful.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully it's a one-time thing.
Yeah, it would be nice to have at least one more.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for the kids, too. I mean, yes. I know it's a day off of school for them, and they're doing schoolwork, but it's good for them to get out there and, you know, learn about what Memorial Day really is. And
that sometimes is forgotten.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's true.
Yeah. So, from your org perspective, we got a minute or two. For folks who are not aware, American Legion and Veterans of Foreign Wars, both of you are still kind of respectfully veterans focused, but you're still looking for anybody who wants to become a member. If they hadn't considered it, then hey, how do I join? Whatever. And then
certainly
there's contact info, and we can include those links in the show notes for.
And we have many people who are members of both.
Yep.
And that's not a problem.
No, not at all. Actually, we've
encouraged.
We've been working closer the past few years than ever before. I think.
Absolutely.
So that's working out well, I think, for both of us. The American Legion accepts anyone who has been honorably discharged from active duty in the military.
Okay.
And even if they're a reservist, if they've served active duty for a period of time, they're welcome to join as well.
So the key there is just that active duty piece,
yes.
Whether it's
yes,
a reserve or whatever, right? And yours is a little bit broader from what I've been?
Tighter.
Tighter.
Yep.
Tighter.
So for us, you have to have served during wartime, or if you served on the Korean Peninsula for 30 consecutive days or 60 non-consecutive days.
Oh, because of the Korean...
Technically, the Korean War still ongoing. It's just a ceasefire agreement for the last 70 years.
Okay.
Or there's a few other ways you can join the VFW.
Exceptions.
If you serve somewhere in where you received hostile fire pay, or if you're on super secret sub duty, you can qualify that mm-hmm. way as well.
Right.
We're also trying to start up our auxiliary, which is for family members.
I remember sharing that. I was going to ask if that effort is still underway.
Still ongoing. I need 15 new members, and that's a struggle
mm-hmm.
to find 15 brand new members.
Right.
But it's my goal, and we'll keep pushing.
Well, we'll confirm the info that I did share for you previously and see if there's any updates to that, and then share it out again.
I appreciate that.
Sure. Glad to help. This is what we do. People need to know.
Oh, definitely. And, we're not asking for a lot. Joining either organization, come to a meeting if you can, help out where you can, but we're not, expecting you to give all your time to us.
You just join the mailing list and then
you
find out what's going on and commit to something. Oh, I can do that. Then participate.
We have a number of members that don't even live in the state.
Right.
But we're here at one point, they moved, and they want to continue their membership.
State membership. Sure.
According to our roster, we have about 85 members, but we have probably 15 or 18 that are active.
Active, okay.
So,
yeah.
Which I think is true almost everywhere from all the posts that I've visited.
Right.
So, pretty much the same.
So, you're probably doing better than average. I've heard 10% is the number.
10%.
No, really?
10% of your members are what? Show up and
mm-hmm.
do stuff.
I'll consider myself lucky.
Yes. Yes.
So I was going to say, for our post is about that. We have right around 70 members, and we have 7 to 8 or 9, that core group that really.
Mm-hmm. The core. Yeah.
So we always welcome new members.
The other thing we can do is if people haven't recognized you, or maybe if they have but don't know much more about you, why don't you just take a couple of minutes to, what's some of your Franklin story? And you're involved in American Legion, so people, next time they see Dick Hines, Dick, I heard you say, one of the internet buddies I had met, and then unfortunately she's passed away, is you're only strangers once. Because once you start That's talking...
True.
Oh, I did. You did that. I did this. You did that, and that can help.
Well, I think my bride is with us in the room here today. She is a veteran as well. We moved to town 52, 53, 54, 55. I don't know. A lot of years ago. And we've been pretty active in town over that period of time. I was very active in scouting for about 51 years with Troop 126, which was sponsored by the Elks.
Mm-hmm.
Now I believe they're sponsored by the VFW.
Okay.
So I spent a lot of time doing that. I traveled a lot in my job and retired from the Hobart Company after about 51 years working for them.
I've heard that name. Yeah. Yes.
Commercial food service equipment. And I work with the military a lot mm-hmm. as their representative. So that kind of got me involved with that. And I still do some things with the military now, with the Air Force primarily. Got into the Legion. I think it's now been 14 years. The post had not been meeting for about 30.
Really?
And the state was going to get rid of the charter, but they thought they'd give it one more shot. So they sent a couple of people over. A number of us were registered in what's called the holding post, 462 in Boston.
Okay.
So we weren't a member of a post or anything other than that we paid dues to be a member of the American Legion.
Correct.
So they gave it a shot, and three or four of us stepped up and agreed to take officer positions. We had $37 in the bank that had been there for a long, long time.
Probably not collecting a whole lot of interest.
I don't think so. the post has been quite successful. We do a lot of outreach stuff with the assisted living and nursing homes in mm-hmm. town. Actually, tonight we have a group going down to the Brockton VA to do a bingo and a pizza party for some of our veterans there.
Okay.
So we try to do it. We did a visitation a couple days ago to a veteran over in Medway. Forget the name of the facility he was in, but it's nice to do that sort of thing.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
We try to do a lot of that.
That's good.
Thank you. The Willows. Yes, that's exactly where it was. Thank you. Yeah. And that's why you're here, dear. Sir?
So I ended up in Franklin. I got out of the Navy in 2012 after 8 years.
Okay.
My wife and I, we both grew up in Walpole, high school sweethearts. Came back. We were living with the in-laws, looking for a place to rent because we had two small kids and, you know, living with the in-laws, we appreciated it, but it wasn't.
No, not
it.
Yeah.
Wasn't a great long-term situation.
Nope.
We found a house to rent here in Franklin. Kids got enrolled in school. Landlord said, "Hey, I'm selling the house." So like, all right. So we found a house to buy in the school district, and you know, I joined the VFW just to get the camaraderie that I was missing from my time in the Navy, and started off as the post quartermaster. Our post commander became ill, couldn't, you know, do the job anymore, so I moved into that role. Been doing it for, I don't know, 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I love the VFW. We do a lot of great stuff. We work a lot with the Legion the last, you know, 5 years or so.
Right.
But some of the things we do, either with the Legion or on our own, is we did a holiday gift drive for veterans that, you know, have kids and needed help around the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
We did that.
Right.
Back to school drive in August for school supplies.
Right.
We've done, we opened the post up on Thanksgiving and Christmas for, you know, veterans and widows and whatnot who had nowhere to go for the holidays.
Sure.
Gave them a meal and a place to go.
Yeah.
And then coming up now, the VFW Day of Service is the first Saturday of May, and we're trying to do a food drive for the food pantry.
Okay.
So if folks are interested in that, you know, they can come down to the post the last week of April and drop some stuff off, and we'll make sure it gets to the food pantry.
Mm-hmm.
But try to, you know, just help out the community and make sure we take care of veterans.
Right. Yep.
Don't you have another job with the Legion, too, and with VFW, too?
Yeah, so in addition to the post commander, I'm also the state quartermaster of the VFW, which is the chief financial officer.
Okay.
So I do that as well.
So you cover the books side.
Yes. Yeah, we have about 150 posts throughout Massachusetts.
Okay.
So it's good stuff.
Definitely.
Minor keeps me
little
busy.
Detail.
Yeah. Just a little bit busy.
Yeah.
So you do have some free time here and there.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Definitely. Good.
So we met with the parade committee last night, and the Lieutenant Zimmerman from the police was there, and he just wanted us to pass on a couple of key things. Expect street closures along the route.
Sure.
And they're going to begin early, earlier than they had in the past.
Okay.
One of the new things they're doing this year is water-filled barriers
right.
out there.
Which people may be aware they do those when they close Main Street for, like, the Strawberry Stroll,
yeah, right.
et cetera. So those kind of barriers will be used for the parade
yeah,
routes.
Yeah, I'm guessing they haven't really finalized where they're going to go, but I'm guessing it's the side streets along Union Street and Main Street just to make sure cars don't accidentally end up in the route.
Sure.
Parking restrictions are going to be in place along Union Street and Main Street so that people can see the parade.
Right.
And if you're coming down to watch the parade, we suggest parking either at the high school, the library, behind Rockland Trust, if you can, or, you know, some of those side streets. That way you can, park and enjoy the parade.
Sure. That's good to add, definitely. Right.
He asked us to mention that. I'm glad you remembered it.
Well, that's important detail. And by doing it this way, clearly then we can share the recording and people can listen. And now I'm prepared as well to put that in the notes and then redo those as their parade date advances. Because I'm sure those will be questions. Well, I used to park here. Where can I park now?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's goodness. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah.
And we do have a Korean War veteran. He's our parade marshal, Jerry Brady.
Jerry Brady.
Yep.
Okay.
Jerry will be that. And we're also recognizing, as of last night, a 103-year-old World War II vet who will be.
There's not too many more of those left around these days.
No. And we're hoping he's well.
Well. Yeah. Yes.
When the day comes. Yeah, Kaz comes to a lot of the coffees, the veterans' coffees. He's usually there. Yep. He's a very interesting fellow. But 103 is pretty good.
Yeah. 103.
Definitely. Yeah,
103. Don't expect to make that.
There's always hope.
Yeah,
you never know.
You're right about that.
No, it's not.
There's always hope.
Well, thank you for taking time to share on multiple points. Certainly the key piece, the parade. So
yes,
again, Memorial Day, separately the visitations to Dean and the two cemeteries at 9:30.
Right.
And then gathering from the Horace Mann parking lot, the parade will start at 11.
Correct.
As we mentioned, folks can certainly come to the Common because you can see the parade twice. Once when it comes by on Union, and then when it finishes coming by on Main.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ceremony at noon will then start on the Common.
Yes, sir.
That was the key piece. And then we also found out more about your orgs and you as well. So I think we accomplished a good thing today.
I think we did.
Definitely.
Too. Thank
Excellent.
You very much.
Well, thank you for taking the time and thank you for your service and continuing to do what you do.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And a quick reminder to the listeners, thank you for listening. And we do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.